talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today. Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday here on WGH Talk. Linda Sims along with me for the ride here. 18 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday, January the 20th, 2023. Talking about the whole Alec Baldwin case before we went to break. Had a call right up to the break there. If you want to call and give your thoughts on the whole Alec Baldwin thing, please do. Or anything else, 740-383-9944. Now, what we're talking about, of course, is Alec Baldwin being charged with involuntary manslaughter in this case where apparently he fired a gun on a stunt woman. The stunt woman died, so now he's getting involuntary manslaughter. The question is, should he? 740-383-9944. Also, if you know anything more about the case, let us know, because to be honest, we don't know a whole lot. I'm not an Alec Baldwin follower. I can't say I ever saw any of his movies. And so I don't know either way. All I know is shouldn't somebody else have checked that?
Yeah, they should have. Absolutely. There are people responsible on a set. Even if it was a knife throwing. You know, to make sure they supplied a knife. It may even look like a dummy knife, and it may be a dummy knife. You know, they have ways of throwing a knife, and it sticks into a target, but it's not the real, you know, the person doesn't have the real knife in their hand. But, like, as a camera, you know, that trick photography that they have going on, you actually see a real knife going to the wall. So, if you have people in place to check these things, okay, so while you're checking it, did you actually put real bullets in the gun? And maybe thinking that, if I'm the last one to check it, maybe he'll just do what he's supposed to do and let the gun go off. Did people have something against this stunt girl? I don't know.
Well, is it the star's responsibility to check the gun?
I wasn't aware of that.
I guess I don't understand that. If you've got people on the set who are there to check the gun, and you're paying them a salary to do that,
right?
And the stunt woman knows she's going to take the shots, I would think for her own peace of mind, she would want to know what's in that gun.
Of course.
And what is Alec Baldwin's motive here? I don't think he has one.
That's what I'm saying. Someone had to have a motive. Someone put real bullets in that gun. They just didn't hop in there on their own.
But where was the fall down? I mean, where was the confusion here? I mean, why were there real bullets even on the set, I guess, is my question. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Am I the only one listening?
Well, every time you say that, then we get like four or five calls saying, I'm listening.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. She was the director. Something. She wasn't a stunt person. And there was, a guy, he was a director too or something. I believe another person got shot, but not that, you know what I mean. Not that bad. I don't know if the bullet went through her and then him.
Oh,
I don't know. But the thing is, if they don't do something with him, like if a husband would get a gun and just aim it at his wife and shoot and kill her, well, I didn't think there was a bullet in that. Well, everybody's husband would be doing that. So I don't know. It really gets something. But that little kid is 6 years old, her son. So when he grows up, and when nobody went to prison for killing my mom, and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of ways to look at it. If they had 10 people to check that gun, and if he still pulled that trigger, it's him. That's what they're trying to say. You know, like if I like the auditor down there. You know that stuff. And you know, it's stuff. Well, the one that's over it, you know, you got 10 people under you, but if you're over it and it, things aren't right or something, you're the one that gets it, not the people under you usually. There's a lot of ways to look at it, so I'm waiting for somebody else to call, but everybody would be saying, well, you know, kids, when they play, they don't know that there is maybe a bullet in the gun. But, you know, you'd have a lot of husbands saying, well, or wives, well, I didn't know there was a bullet in it. I just pointed it at him and pulled the trigger. And when you know you, they're probably going to go to jail because they probably, you know, really meant to do it. So,
yeah, but
I'd like to hear some other people.
But what is the proof, though, that he meant to do it?
It doesn't say you have to mean to do it. You did. If he meant to kill her, he'd be in there for life, or he'd be on death row.
Right.
It's accidental. I mean, not accidental. He should have, you know, and I don't know how it would be. But anyway, he should have checked it. You just, I don't know, when you take things that people should do and they don't do it, and then something goes wrong, well, you know, I don't know. It's just like I just can't see him not getting some time. I don't know how he would get out of that.
Well, this paragraph I think is important. It says the fatal shooting of Miss Hutchins came on the 12th day of a 21-day film shoot that involved horses, snakes, and more than 24 guns. In the scene, Mr. Baldwin was practicing when the revolver discharged. His character decides to shoot his way out of a small wooden church after being attacked by the authorities.
See, on the TV, they said that he was handed the gun, and he just pointed at her and, you know, and shot, you know.
No, I don't think that happened.
Well, and they said that they had guns, and they had live ammunition, and they were, I thought they said target practicing or something, and they said there's no way on a movie set, why would you need a real bullet? Well, maybe if they were going to shoot a snake. They said you don't need a real bullet, you know, because they always use those dummy bullets, you know, that when they shoot somebody. They said you don't need a real bullet on a movie set. There shouldn't have been any. That's what I heard. So maybe other people heard something else that I didn't see, but you can't just get a gun. I just can't get a gun and point it at you, Scott, and shoot you and kill you, and then the police come. Oh, I didn't know there was a bullet in it. They're going to take me to jail.
No, but I think what's different, I think what's different here is that it is a movie, and everybody on a movie set knows that if it's a movie with a script about guns, that there are going to be guns in the movie. Now, how did the real bullets get in this gun? Is the you know, the fact that he pointed a gun and shot somebody, well, I've seen Clint Eastwood do that. I've seen John Wayne do that.
See, they're all dummy bullets, but...
But that's
maybe,
right.
Maybe three-fourths of the movies, they don't know why he did have live bullets on the set. But the thing is, you know, and stuff, it's that, you know, if the two or three people checked it, well, they didn't do their job, but you got it, and even... he just said they told him it was. The one that was the armor, they call her, and I think there was somebody before her, if she will say, well, I didn't tell him that, well, he is really going to be in trouble. But, see, I don't know what was said. He just said she told me it was okay, and I just aimed it, you know, and took it was. And I mean, it gets really, you know what, and you think, well, somebody got killed, something somewhere, so... And
yeah,
that
but
little
what,
kid,
what,
I mean, you know, if he says, well, somebody killed my mom, you know, when he's 20, and nobody went to jail or prison, and I don't know, it's really touchy, so.
Yeah, but well, I would say this, okay, you know, like many schools do the play Annie Get Your Gun. Now, Annie has a gun in that stage play. Now, if Annie in the school gets a gun, and it's a student, and she's supposed to shoot somebody in the play... Now, does she have to check that gun every night to make sure there aren't real bullets in it?
Well, I think if she don't want somebody to get shot, she should.
Nobody
should ever point a gun at anybody unless they check for bullets. Even little kids, you know, they'll be mucking with the gun and they don't check. And they just pull the trigger and somebody gets killed. And when you're, I don't know, maybe 12 or something, maybe they should know enough to do it. I don't know, but it's like... I don't know. It's like it's her life. She lost her life, and I don't know.
Why was she in the scene anyway? I mean, because it happened during
the
scene.
I thought she was the director of it. She was like a director, and I don't know, she had assistant director. I didn't know she was in the actual movie where he had to shoot her.
Why? She might not be.
I haven't heard that much about it. Only thing I know is she was supposed to be like, maybe she was helping him with the movie. She wasn't, because the movie is his. You know, he's making the movie. So she might be his assistant or something. That's what I thought. I didn't know she was an actress. I just heard she was the director.
Well, it sounds like to me.
Why he pointed the gun at her, I don't know.
Well, and I'm not sure that he did. It sounds like he was shooting and she was on the set and one of the bullets hit her, which would make that even more strange as to, you know, he wasn't pointing it at her. He was just doing. He was shooting out a church.
Sometimes before they film it, they'll play it. You know, react it.
You know,
act it out. So maybe he was doing that. But to me, she was. See, I never heard that she was in the play. I just heard that she was.
No, I don't think she was. I don't think she was in it.
I think she was his assistant or like director, and then. There was another guy, and I thought the other guy, the bullet grazed him or something. Maybe I didn't get that right. Maybe I watched another show or something.
I don't think Alec Baldwin could see. He was shooting his way out of a church mm-hmm. because that was in the script. And the bullets were going all over the place, and they hit, obviously, this woman who just happened right. to be on the set and possibly...
Oh, I thought, what I heard, just the one bullet. They didn't say a bunch of bullets were gone.
I don't think they all were real bullets in there. I think that's the point.
Oh, well, they don't have to see because I just took it. They handed him the gun. I think they call it cold or something, whatever. And he just took it. It was, and then he just pointed the gun at her and pulled the trigger. But he said he didn't pull the trigger. And the FBI and everybody says you have to pull that trigger. That gun will not fire unless you pull it. So.
Well, that's confusing. It just is.
Yeah, it's so sad. Was she 26? She was young. And it's so sad that she lost her life that somebody didn't take a minute to, you know, double check it. You know, just give it one more check, even if five people checked it. One more. I don't know. It's just. I don't know. So if there shouldn't be live bullets, they should make that a law that nobody doing those movies can have live bullets on. I have a feeling there'll be something after this.
Well, this is a reliable news source. It says she was killed, struck and killed in 2021 by a live round of ammunition fired from a prop gun being held by Baldwin, who maintains he did not pull the gun's trigger. Director Joel Souza was injured. Charges will not be fired against Souza, prosecutors said. The cause of death is listed as gunshot wound to the chest. So...
See, a prop gun would be like if I had a gun and I have it at my house, but they keep it at the set, so they'll call it a prop gun. It's a regular gun, but they'll call it probably a prop gun. You know, it stays with the set, I imagine. I don't know. I would think that's what they mean.
Well, if it's a gun on a set, I think it's probably a prop gun. I don't know why there was any real ammunition there anyway.
Well, there wasn't supposed to be. They said, when I first heard about it, they said there should not have been any live ammunition never on any movie, period. They do the blanks or whatever. They said there's no reason, because you're not really going to kill anybody ever, so why have a live bullet. They said it shouldn't have been there in the first place, so...
Well, that's the question, and I can't imagine Alec Baldwin brought... Well, and I don't think they're saying that, because involuntary manslaughter would mean accidental. So I don't even think they're saying that he brought the live rounds to the set.
No, I have a feeling they have what do they call it, stage manager that does that. You know,
right, so if that's
if
the...
If he pointed the gun and really aimed to kill her, he'd be on death row or in prison.
Well, that's what
and
I'm saying,
not.
So how...
Well, now they're trying to give him, I think they said the most, is it 2 years or something, then he can get 3 years for a gun. So it's 6.5.
Well, I don't know, I'd be pretty angry if I was him, because if...
I want to hear somebody else.
Well, we'll see what happens. Thanks for calling. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have an opinion on the Alec Baldwin involuntary manslaughter case question here. 32 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. And if you have more information than we have, please let us know. I don't know. That's very strange, but also I'm not sure that this falls on Alec Baldwin.
Right, and I know they're trying to put it on him because the gun was in his hand and he supposedly pulled the trigger. How does a gun go off unless you pull the trigger? How does that happen?
Right, I think that was probably a mistake to say.
Yeah.
But, oh, I don't know. What do you remember in a situation like that, though?
Now, it was Brandon Lee, Bruce Lee's son. He was the one that was actually shot on the set. You remember that?
I remember that.
Yes, and they were saying that, there was a conspiracy behind that, that they wanted to kill him off, you know. It was first said that the same thing happened to Bruce Lee, but it says that he died of some type of edema because of possibly excess water, you know, whatever. But still, how did bullets get in that gun?
Well, that's a question. I mean, does somebody who works on a movie set, do they understand? Are there real bullets on a set? Do they use them? See, I imagine probably on a movie set they do use real rounds. Maybe if they're shooting not at people.
Right.
They're shooting, you know, maybe at an abandoned building or something
right,
like that.
Right, right.
Now, that could be possible. And maybe that's what happened here. They mixed up the ammunition.
It's possible.
Shouldn't the person who handed the gun... Because I don't think Alec Baldwin loaded the gun up.
No, it's supposed to be already ready.
Right. So if he didn't load the gun, how can this be put on him?
I don't know. I guess because it was in his hand. It becomes a criminal case, from what I understood, from what I read.
I don't know.
Not just him, but the other lady, Reed, whoever handed him the gun. I guess she was sort of negligent as well.
Yeah, but now see, what if you're in a movie or a play where you have to hit somebody with a baseball bat? And what if they come to you and say, okay, this baseball bat's a prop, and when you hit them, it's going to break. And you swing it, and it kills them. It doesn't break. It's a real baseball bat. Mm-hmm. Now, is that your fault?
No, but would it feel the same as a real baseball bat? I mean, would it carry the same weight? That's a little different than a bullet, though, because that's hidden.
Well, that's right. If Alec Baldwin had no idea that there was real ammunition in there,
right?
Then how is it even involuntary manslaughter?
That's just a way of trying to make somebody pay for her death. It was in his hand, you know.
If anybody's got any thoughts, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear it. 740-383-9944.
So he's responsible.
That's 740-383-9944. 35 minutes past the hour here. That is a very complicated case.
It is. So who suffered for Brandon Lee's death? That was on the scene on the movie.
Do you think John Wayne was checking every gun that he ever fired in the movies to make sure there was real ammunition in there?
Maybe. John Wayne was that kind of character, though.
Well, see, I don't know. I on movie sets, I imagine that's why they hire people to do that sort of thing.
John Wayne just looked like that type of guy. You know, he was big and burly. Well, he was big anyway, but I could see him checking to make sure there were bullets in there or not bullets in there. I could see him doing that. But Alec Baldwin, no. I can't see him doing that.
I don't know. I guess this is a lesson to be learned. Don't use real bullets.
But with it being a Western, maybe so. Maybe he did look.
What if you're on a set and somebody hangs the lights?
Mm-hmm.
And the lights fall and hit you and kill you?
Mm.
Now, is the person who hung the lights responsible for that?
Yes. Everybody,
well, I wouldn't want to be hanging any lights then, because
yeah,
you never know what's going to happen.
No, you don't know what's going to happen. Unless they could, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, say that it had nothing to do with how they were hung. Now, if it has something to do with how they were hung, well, yes, they would be responsible for that.
Well, and I think that's what they're saying here. They're not saying that he wanted to kill her. They're not saying he was trying to kill her.
I know my mother told me, she said, if you ever have a gun and you point it at someone, you better shoot him. Don't play with people like that. You know, you don't point a gun at a person unless you're going to use it.
Well, again, if anybody has an opinion, 740-383-9944, or if you have any more information on this case, because to be honest with you, I have not followed it that in-depthly, just what I've read here this morning and what I saw when he was indicted or charged, I guess is what I should say, with manslaughter. I don't understand it. 740-383-9944, and why did it take a year and a half to charge him?
It's been that long?
Yeah, because apparently that happened in 2021.
Oh, no. I thought it had just happened.
They just charged him, but...
Oh, my. I don't know, but how would you feel if someone pointed a gun at you?
Well, I've had it happen. I didn't care for it.
Right. Did you think, are there real bullets in that gun? Are you just playing with me, or are you trying to scare me?
I assumed that there were real bullets in the gun, but I didn't think they would fire the gun at me.
Right.
But at that point, what can you do? Once they pointed at you,
right,
what are you going to do?
Right. I wonder how she felt when that gun was pointed at her, even though she was a stuntman.
I don't think there's anything you can do.
Wow.
I don't know, but people, I guess, better be more cautious. You know what's sad about this, though? I think a lot of this goes in, do I like that actor or not? If I like Alec Baldwin, he shouldn't be charged. If I don't like him, send him up the river. Now, this brings up an interesting question, which I think was brought up earlier. Do you think celebrities get special treatment in matters like this? See, I'm not, I don't know if they do, because this certainly isn't doing Alec Baldwin any good.
No, it's not.
And if it was Joe Schmo, it would not be making news like this.
Well, you know, I thought that William Shatner killed his wife.
Well, see?
But, you know, he got away with that. She, what, drowned in a pool or something like that? What about Beretta? Wasn't his name Beretta?
Oh, yeah, Robert Blake.
Yeah, they put him under the hot seat for a long time.
Well, he was in prison for a while.
Yeah.
Till the end, and Bill Cosby.
Yes.
And O.J. Simpson. You know, I don't know. Does being a celebrity make it easier when everybody's looking at you? Everybody knows what you're doing. You're on the covers of the newspapers every day.
I guess not. Yeah, I guess you have a point there.
I'm not sure. People always think that celebrities get, you know, all privilege.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think when it comes to this sort of thing, they do get privilege.
I don't think so either.
I think it's worse for them.
I do too. Because I remember the two couples that had paid the college special favors for their daughters. You remember that case too?
And oh, yes. Yeah.
And they put them through the ringer.
Put them in prison.
Yes.
You know,
Martha
Stewart went to prison. Absolutely. Paris Hilton went to prison. Jail, I think. Who else was I reading? Pete Rose went to prison for 3 months for tax evasion. You know, would they have done that with just a regular person?
Probably not. Wesley Snipes went to prison.
Vander Holyfield went to prison. I don't know. Celebrity to me doesn't always work in your favor.
I guess not.
Because a lot of times, if they can make a deal, they will do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't make a deal with a celebrity because every newspaper in the country will know that you did it.
True.
So I think it's worse.
You have a point there.
Yeah. What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 41 minutes past the hour. Do you think celebrities have it worse or easier when it comes to a situation like this? I think when it's, and plus it will stick with you forever. No matter what happens with Alec Baldwin, this story will be with him forever.
Well, Brandon Lee, they declared his accident was, it was an accident. Accidental death. So I don't know if they're going to do this with this young lady or not.
Apparently Alec Baldwin is not getting that lucky.
It makes you wonder, how did they?
Well,
it makes you wonder.
Maybe not as big a star.
Maybe not.
Fired the gun.
Maybe not.
I think because it was Alec Baldwin. I mean, how many people even know her name? but they know Alec Baldwin's
name.
Oh,
yeah.
Now, think about that. How many times do we know the person who did the killing, the name over the victim's name?
Right, right. Then you think about all the trouble he and Kim Basinger had. You know, I don't know if he was abusive or not, but they were always in the limelight, you know.
Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah. Him, too. He went to prison.
He did go to prison. Now, I can't say that celebrities get off easy.
I think more is expected of celebrities.
And a lot of them die in very tragic ways.
Yes.
So I don't know. It's unfortunate, and I guess, you know, the judicial system will do what it will do, but boy, oh boy, I would not want to be in that position.
I would not either. Mm-mm.
So who was on the program this past week, Linda?
I'm trying to think. I did have Jeff on, and Shirley.
Oh.
Shirley, she came. And she and her husband retired from Inspect Ohio.
Oh, did they?
Yes, they did. So now it's just her and her being coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship, which is known as the Good News Club. And she sets up programs and makes sure the teachers get their supplies. And she also deals with the principals in the school as far as getting the teachers in there, you know. And she also sets up training for them. So that's going well because now they are in every elementary school in Marion City Schools and Union County. And I think all four or five of the middle schools in the county, Marion County.
You know what I've always wondered? I mean, I understand why they go to the school. But do they think that children would not voluntarily... Are people not voluntarily coming to church? Is that the problem?
I think so.
So wouldn't that be a problem you would try to fix before going to the... I mean, it doesn't matter to me who's in the school. But I think it's interesting that there is this idea of going to the school when I think everybody knows where the church is.
Oh, yeah, they do know where the church is. But you have a lot of adults who don't go to church.
Right, so...
And they don't send their children to church. And some do. They don't go, but send their children, you know.
But I don't know. I guess what, for me, is always a little complicated is, it seems like people always say that people are against children being taught anything about religion. I've never seen that. I've never seen a teacher or a coach or anybody go out of their way to say, don't learn about that. I've never seen that. So when people say that, I'm always confused. I think, well, where is this happening?
Religion. Yeah, and there are people who will say, I don't want religion crammed down my child's throat.
Well, I think that's different. I think that's different.
It is different.
Because I think cramming it down their throat means you are forcing it upon them.
Right.
And I don't think you should do that.
No, and that's not the gist of the program. It's just really an awareness of the Bible and it being a fact and true, you know, and that these events did happen, you know. So if a child never knows that, then I'm so glad that my mother sent me to church. She didn't take me, nor my father, but they sent me. And I'm so glad that they did because it helped to shape my life. It helped me to become the person that I am today, that I just didn't feel like if I did wrong that it was okay. If I voluntarily hurt people, that it was okay and it wasn't okay, you know, because there's... then you have this thing called karma, you know, what you... So you reap, you know, you get these things back in life. So I was so glad to have learned these different things. And not only that, you're getting good principles. You know, you're teaching them wisdom. You know, you're teaching them facts. Even though a lot of people say, well, how do you know that's true? Okay, now we can go around the block 100 times, right? You can't prove that I'm lying, and I may not be able to prove where you are. But one thing I do know is that this universe just didn't pop up, nor we as people.
Isn't the problem, though, that we really don't, as much as both sides will say, we want the kid to choose. They really don't. Because they do, in a way, try to force their belief on the child. Because they say, they don't say what you just said. They don't say, I can't prove my side, they can't prove their side, but here's our stories.
Right.
They say, this is the truth.
Right.
Well, to a kid, that's an adult saying, this is the truth. You tend to believe what an adult has to say.
Right.
So why can't we just say, okay, here are the two options, these are the stories, what do you think?
Right.
You know, I would be interested to know if that happened, what would the kid say?
Well, they do choose. It's up to them to choose, and they do choose. Some of them do choose. Some of them do choose to believe what they're being taught in a Good News Club. Some do lean more toward what their parents are teaching them or what they have learned on the internet or whatever. So they do. We all make choices in our life, whether they're good or bad.
But do you think some people go to church as a social event?
Yes.
So what would we say that is?
People who are not willing to submit themselves to Christ as their Savior and Lord. They're not there yet. They're still holding on to their will and their mind and their emotions, their soul, you know, because man thinks they know what's right and he knows which way to go. And, you know, when you're looking at man, right, they consider themselves geniuses. And I know we've used that terminology. Oh, he's a genius in his field or in his art or in his craft. So that's like elevating a person to a godlike level, right? So then you have men who think that they are gods.
Yeah, but what, like, I know people who've went to church to, I'm going to go to church to find a good man. And then, in the end, that doesn't always end very well.
Wrong intention, right?
Wrong intention.
Wrong intention.
Because I mean, if you happen to find somebody there,
right,
okay.
Right.
But if that was your reason for going there.
Right, right. See, people don't understand. It's not just what you think. We may say, okay, I'm going to go to the radio. But I'm like, if the Lord bless and say the same, if it is His will for me to come to the radio today, I'll be there. You know, there may be something else that may hinder me from being here, you know, but I've heard that 100 times. I hear it today. I hear guys say, well, I want me a woman that goes to church. But you don't go to church?
Well, do you know how many people I've known who went to church and found somebody and married them and it was a complete disaster?
Oh, my.
Because you got to wonder, okay, now, the person you find at church,
mm-hmm.
Now, why were they there? Because they clearly didn't have anybody.
Yeah. That's true.
I always think what you have to find, the one thing you have to find, is somebody who doesn't need you. It's because then it becomes a dependency. It's not really a relationship.
Right. I think people should go to church to have a better relationship with God.
Yeah.
I think that should be their motive right there. And while you're in the process of getting closer to God and God blesses you with someone in the process, then that's different than I'm going to church to find me a mate. I'm going to church to find me a woman. I'm going to church to find me a man. That's the wrong intention.
Do you think, let's say you're not necessarily a non-believer, but let's say you're just somebody who doesn't follow the principles
mm-hmm.
of church.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find somebody who is very church-like. And then you change to fit their mold because you know they're not going to have anybody, or they try to change you and say you must act this way. See, here's what I never understand with that. What did they like about you in the first place if they're trying to change you?
It could be that you were in church and, you know, they may have had a sense, because we all send off some type of scent. Whether it's good or bad. I mean, people can get a feel of the type of person that you are, whether you're good or bad. But I just want everybody to know, you can't change anyone. If anyone needs to be changed, it's you personally. Because I found myself throughout the years, Lord, change me. Let me have a different outcome than what I've had before. change me. There's something in me that's not really clicking or working right, and I'm not happy with me. Change me. Help me to change. Show me how to change. But as far as me trying to change somebody else, oh, I gave that up. 1992. Okay. Maybe 89, I gave that up, okay, because that does not work.
But it continuously happens.
I know.
For people.
People think they can change other people, and you cannot.
You should not hide things from other people.
True.
You should not try to change other people.
Right.
And you certainly, if you're the one being, you should not try to conform.
Oh, no.
Tell the person, I don't like that. I disagree with that. And if they can't handle that, then you're in big trouble anyway.
True. That's so true.
I think really what it boils down to is doing nice things for other people that you don't have to do.
Oh, of course.
I think that's the bottom line of every relationship.
I do too.
Because really, if you're not around somebody, they probably are going to grow distant from you. Because you're not around them.
You're not around them. That's true.
But if you still are willing to do things that they're not asking, and maybe not even suspecting you're going to do,
you
better pay attention to that.
Absolutely. That's special there. That's hard to find.
Yeah, because they didn't expect anything from that. And the fact that they did it and didn't put any pressure on you for anything, you're going to
just... That's from the heart.
Yeah. People have a hard time believing that, though. How many times have you ever heard somebody, when a nice thing is done for them unsuspectingly, they'll say, well, you don't have to do that.
Right.
Well, I think the person's aware that they don't have to do it.
Right.
If they didn't want to do it, they wouldn't. We're not talking about have. We're talking about want.
Right. People want to.
Yeah. Let people do what they want to do.
Right.
Just, we are terrible receivers in this country.
You're right. You are so right. Because I know when Shirley came in, she said, Linda, you never age. I'm like, yes, I do.
Now it's people, this goes to people listening online. We're getting an Alec Baldwin comment here.
Okay.
The arm specialist that was on the set of the movie with Alec Baldwin is also being charged with involuntary manslaughter.
Oh. So it's not just Alec. Okay.
I still don't know how he's being charged. I don't get it.
Everyone who handled that gun ought to be charged then. So that's what they're trying to do. Possibly.
Right, but I just don't get what he was supposed to do. Shouldn't the person who put the ammunition in the gun be charged? I mean, isn't that the point here?
Yeah, but you could find out who put it in there.
Well, we know it wasn't Alec Baldwin.
Right.
So why are we charging him with anything? Okay, let's put it this way. Let's say I want to poison you. Okay?
Okay.
Let's say, we're at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the back. And I know that that's your drink.
Right.
Okay? I dump poison in that drink. But the waiter delivers it to you.
Right.
So did the waiter kill you?
No, he didn't.
Well, he brought it to you.
He brought it to
him. He didn't have to.
No, he did not.
He should have sipped that and made sure there wasn't poison in there.
Oh, better not put his lips on my glass.
Well, I mean, isn't that...
I think you're saying the same thing. Yes.
I mean, I am not an Alec Baldwin fan. I don't dislike him. I don't like him. Never seen an Alec Baldwin movie in my life. But I do not understand this.
I don't either. But I get the concept that you're saying. Of
I guess that's how you kill somebody in this society. You just get a middle person in there, and then it takes the onus off you.
Wow, that's terrible.
Well, I mean, isn't, I guess,
somebody,
that's what they're saying here.
I know. Because somehow those bullets found their way in that gun.
They did, and if we know that Alec Baldwin did not knowingly know
That they were there,
and he did not intentionally shoot this person.
Right.
Then what crime did he commit?
What is that? The crime of omission? Is that what you call that?
I guess. I guess it's the crime of being the big star in the movie, and we're going to make you pay.
Yeah. Not double-checking other people's work.
Yeah, I guess I just don't get that.
I don't either.
But now this other person being charged. Now I guess I can see that, because if they're the arm specialist, mm-hmm. if you had an arm specialist on the set, now they should know.
They should know. Somebody
Why were there real bullets on the set anyway?
Somebody knew that those real bullets was in that gun.
In our final 5 minutes here, does anybody know why there was real bullets on the set?
Now, what does a blank look like? Does it look like a real bullet?
I don't know. I did somebody order the wrong box? Maybe we should fire that person.
Right.
Or put them in prison or something. I don't know. I don't get it. 740-383-9944 with about 4 minutes left to go here. 740-383-9944. Do you think Alec Baldwin should be charged with involuntary manslaughter? And it is horrible that this girl died. I'm not saying that. I mean, it's terrible. Terrible. But I just don't know if we're going after the right person here.
I don't either. Poor Alec.
Who's investigated this?
I guess the people on the set. Didn't it say the sheriff or somebody had something to do with that?
Okay, if you don't know much about guns, which we've said, Alec Baldwin probably did not know much about guns. If you have somebody on the set who you're paying that was an arms specialist, mm-hmm. wouldn't you trust them if they handed you the gun and said, it's okay?
Yes. And I may have even asked, did you double check?
Yeah.
Make sure these are blanks, you know. But maybe, you know, if he was supposed to be shooting himself out of a church scene, right?
I guess, yeah.
So why would it be just one bullet, and why would she even be in the way? What is that about?
I don't understand that either. I don't understand, because it sounds to me like he couldn't even see where he was shooting.
Right. Right, and how does she disappear?
This is a very tangled web. But I wonder if, I mean, our callers seem to feel that, you know,
it's justified.
That he should be going up the river.
Oh, my.
2 years, 3 years, something like that. I don't know. Well, thank you to the person online out there listening to our conversation about the information in regard to the... Well, now how does the caller feel? Caller, if you're out there, we got about 2 minutes. You can say your piece here before we wrap up. Now, knowing that there was an arms specialist on the movie that is being charged with involuntary manslaughter as well, is it okay? 740-383-9944.
And he should if he was a specialist.
Right, and I would believe him. Like, I don't know anything about guns. If an arms specialist handed me the gun and said, I've checked it.
Right.
It's good.
Good to go.
Well, I'd probably believe him, wouldn't you?
Of course.
My word in heaven.
Of course.
Go ahead, caller. You have the final word today.
Guy, it's me. I didn't say he should get charged. Whatever anybody, what the law is, everybody should do the same.
Well, he's already been charged, though.
Who decided it? I don't know if it took him a year or more. The prosecutors, like Grogan up here, he decides if somebody should be charged. They figured there was enough to do it. Now, whether I don't know anything about Baldwin, I don't know if I would like him or not like him. It has nothing to do with if you like somebody and stuff, or if they're rich or poor. They all get the same.
Right, but I guess what I'm saying is I'm still confused now, knowing that there was an arms specialist who was charged with this. Why is Alec Baldwin being charged?
The one that checked it did not pull the trigger. He did.
Right, but at what, I mean, like I said in the case I was saying.
I don't know, Scott. That's what I'm just telling you on the TV.
No, I understand that's what
I thought they would have her, too, but they wouldn't get her for exactly what he did because he pulled the trigger. That's what I'm saying. You cannot give a gun to somebody and say, this is okay, there's nothing in it. You know, point it at your husband and shoot, and, you know, and you go do it. Well, they're going to get you for murder, not the one that told you to do it. However the law is, that's what it is. That's what I said when I call in. I don't have a preference of one way or the other. It's what the law is.
Right, but I guess
if I did that, would they give me the same date as they're going to give him? Everybody, when I heard it on the TV, they said he better make a deal. So he probably will. So I don't know. Because everybody always says the rich or these people won't get anything. So I don't know if they make a...
you know, a thing out of him or not. But no, I mean, whatever anybody gets, he, you know, and stuff, because even if two or three people trust it, they... I don't know. That's just what I'm saying.
I don't know what's right. No, but in the case we were bringing up earlier, before we part ways here, if you are in a restaurant and you dump poison into the drink and the waiter delivers the drink to the person because the waiter did not test that drink before they gave it to the person, should they be charged as well?
No, because the one that put the poison in knew that he did it. The armor lady either didn't know that it was a live bullet, maybe, or whatever. So I don't know, but no, the waiter didn't do the poisoning. And
but they gave the drink to the person.
Right.
The person that put the poison in did it on purpose. He had a purpose to do it. But the waiter that took it didn't know. That lady did not put that bullet in there, or him, or whoever, on purpose to do
but
it.
But aren't we saying Alec Baldwin didn't know? Aren't we saying?
I mean, okay, say it's your mom, and somebody does something, and whatever it is, and they pull the trigger or do something and kill her. And they say, oh, he didn't mean to do it. He didn't know that this or that. Well, he doesn't get any jail time. I mean, people have to think this out. To me, in a way, I don't care one way or the other, but however they do it. That's why everything in the United States should be the same law. Do the same law for everybody. If you kill somebody, you meant to do it. All of you, go to the chair or whatever. I guess we'll do it the same.
Hey, thank you for calling. We're out of time, but we'll talk more about it next week. Thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
For this day, for Linda Sims, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Good question. What is your next question, Scott? About my personal life.
We're going to dig right in, Doctor.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and search WWGH to listen anywhere in the world. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey, hello everyone. This is Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. You can listen to our show, The Pastor Spot, every week at 9:15 in the morning on Fridays and